This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We are broadcasting live from Duluth, Minnesota. Our next guest knows this place well. His family's been in the city for generations. He's a judge. He's an author. He's a kid from West Duluth. Here he is, Mark Munger.
Thanks, Aaron. I'm 20 years old. My mom and I are fighting over a 67 Wagoneer my dad gave me as a graduation present. The Jeep was, until Dad bought himself a new Pontiac, the family car. Thing is, despite Mom's schedule of hair appointments, tennis outings, bridge matches, and volunteer activities, she and I are expected to share the Jeep. Me being the eldest Munger kid, I don't share very well. Ditto for Mom. So when the daily ruckus over who's going to drive the cantankerous Jeep gets to be too much, I decide I need to buy my own wheels. Problem is, I'm working as a janitor at General Cleaning for $4 an hour, paying my own way through UMD. I don't have cash to spend on a good car. That's how I end up with the broken-down, rust-infected 1963 Chrysler 300. I'm not a native son. I was born in St. Paul, but my formative years were spent here in the hilliest town east of San Francisco. Having attended Piedmont Elementary, Lincoln Junior, Denfeld High, and UMD, I consider myself to be a Duluthian. As such, I learned at an early age to negotiate the steeps of this place, regardless of weather. Those of you who hail from more geographically sedate places like Zim will be honest. You don't brave driving to or in Duluth when there's snow in the forecast. Non-Duluthians just don't buy that Duluthians could safely navigate our town's streets in the wintertime. And yet, I'm living proof that we do. Back to that Chrysler. I bought that car from my buddy Shane. He wanted $50 for the Chrysler. I got it for half price. Complete with busted power steering pump, an inoperable driver's side door, suspect brakes, and four bald tires. A Saturday in January. I'm making a beer run across the old Arrowhead Bridge between Duluth and Superior before meeting up with my buddy, Larry. The drinking age in Minnesota and Wisconsin is 18, but in Superior, just across the St. Louis River, you can buy Buckhorn for $3 a case and get 65 cents back for the returnable bottles. I'm headed down 24th Avenue West in that Chrysler. Thoughts of sipping cold beer on my mind. Just to be clear, I haven't had a lick of anything stronger than milk to drink before driving. The road conditions on Piedmont are snowy but manageable, even for an iron sled with bad tires. But as the hill steepens towards the big lake, as I get closer to Five Corners, the snow turns to rain, which, because it's below freezing, becomes ice. As I approach the stop sign, I tap the brakes. Nothing. I look to the left. I look to the right. There are no other cars in the intersection as I slide onto 24th Avenue West. Gravity urges my car downhill. I pump the brakes. Still nothing. The old sedan, the heater roaring to keep ice off the windshield, the broken spring squeaking with each pothole, picks up speed. At 10th Street, I try those brakes again, and the car does a complete 180. Now I'm looking uphill, and the Chrysler shows no signs of slowing down. The only saving grace to my situation is that, unlike the idiot behind the wheel of my car, no one else is stupid enough to be out on the road. The Chrysler leaps and plunges like a bucking bronco as it enters and exits plateaus. I have my seatbelt locked in, but I'm sure it's not going to do me a lick of good if that Chrysler collides with a semi-truck at the bottom of the hill. In my youth, it wasn't uncommon for grain trucks to take shortcuts to the grain elevators on the Duluth waterfront. Local television stations ran clips documenting destruction wrought by runaway tractor trailers full of corn or wheat or oats that lost their brakes on Duluth hills and ended up in the living rooms of unsuspecting citizens. That's going to be me, I think, my gloved hands gripping tightly to the steering wheel. I'll end up crashing into Ricola's front porch. I brake again. A rear tire catches pavement. The Chrysler whips around. The car slides until I'm able to slam the passenger side front tire into the curb. That summer, I give the Chrysler away. The following winter, a snowstorm buries Duluth. Even with places to go, people to see, I have my pride. I don't borrow the Jeep from Mom, despite the fact it has four-wheel drive. Instead, I carry my skis to the top of Piedmont Avenue, slide my ski boots into my bindings, and push off. I glide towards Lake Superior, making turns to control my speed until there is no more hill to ski. On the flats, I pole and skate until I arrive at a familiar front yard. Larry is sitting on the seat of his idling Ski-Doo, waiting for me. I release my bindings and hop on the rumbling yellow machine. Larry hits the gas. The snow machine floats around drifting case cars. A mile later, we roar onto the Arrowhead Bridge. We pass the bridge's toll station without slowing. There's no one on duty, but I know this. We wouldn't have stopped to pay that toll, even if that toll booth had been manned. Thank you.
Mark Munger.